The Miami Herald reported today that most of the Republican candidates for president have agreed to participate in a Spanish-language debate at the University of Miami next month. In September, only two candidates, John McCain and Duncan Hunter, accepted an invitation from Univision, forcing the U.S.'s biggest Spanish-language network to cancel the GOP debate. Earlier that month, all the Democrats had participated in a similar forum. But on Thursday, the three top candidates in the race, Rudy Giuliani, Fred Thompson, and Mitt Romney, all agreed to take part. The only candidates not to agree at this point are Mike Huckabee and Tom Tancredo, the immigrant-bashing congressman from Colorado. Tancredo has previously said he would never participate in a Spanish-language debate. Patrick Mantega is the editor and publisher of La Gaceta, the weekly Tampa newspaper that publishes in English, Spanish, and Italian. He says the Republican candidates have finally seen the light when it comes to courting the Latino vote.
Well, I guess somebody talked some sense into them. You know, the future of both of these parties means that they're going to have to take a look at the Hispanic population. We make major minorities in Florida, Texas, California. Those three states alone mean a whole lot when you're running for president. The, you know, the future politics in the U.S. is going to be on who can court the Hispanic vote.
Although organizers say the debate will be about much more than immigration, there's no doubt that will be a central focus. In recent months, the GOP candidates have gone out of their way to criticize each other for being insufficiently tough on undocumented immigrants. Even John McCain, who is one of the chief supporters of comprehensive immigration reform that was being touted by President Bush, has turned the other cheek and is speaking a much harsher rhetoric on the issue these days. For example, McCain last month skipped a vote that would have allowed the so-called DREAM Act to move forward in the Senate. McCain was a co-sponsor of the bill, which would have let some undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children earn legal status. He later told the Arizona Republic that he still supports the bill, but said, "We're not going to pass anything through Congress until 2009, and everybody knows it." La Gaceta's Patrick Mantega says the GOP candidates could be painting themselves into a corner when it comes to immigration.
To win the nomination, they all are starting to feel that they're going to have to be anti-immigrant. The problem is that when they get into the general election, that stance is going to kill them.
After Hillary Clinton took a hit after announcing that she supported New York Governor Eliot Spitzer's plan for giving undocumented immigrants driver's licenses, several analysts have indicated that Democrats have received a pass so far from the media on immigration. A poll conducted by Democracy Corps, a group organized by Democratic strategist James Carville and Stan Greenberg, recently discovered that among independent voters, 40% said that the borders have been unprotected and illegal immigration is growing. That was compared to 24% who said lack of health care was a problem and 23% who said Iraq was. Patrick Mantega, a Democrat, says he remains unconvinced about some polls on what Americans feel about illegal immigration. He says different results come from the questions asked in polls.
You know, if you poll people to say, should illegal immigrants have a driver's license, the answer is no. If you poll those some people and say, if illegal immigrants are driving on our roads, do you want them to have auto insurance? The answer would be yes. So Bill Richardson, state, New Mexico, they allow undocumented people to have a type of a driver's license. And the reason why is because they want these people to have auto insurance. They want them to be tested. They want to know that the people driving on their roads are safe to do so. I think that if you have a good discussion with the American public, you'd find out that the American public's a lot more moderate. The problem is that the questions in these polls are yes or no answers, and there really is no yes or no answer when it comes to immigration.